the cherubim in the garden, it can be read two ways. They protect the way. So you can read that in terms of keeping, well, it does mean to keep what can't enter out, but also it protects the way in as well. And they represent the letter of the word. So if you have a willingness to work, then the word opens up and offers you what you need to work with. And if you don't, but if you know, if it's honor, reputation and gain, then you won't penetrate into what's more internal. So honor, reputation and gain, if you understand them spiritually in terms of how the proprium works with things, then by honor, you have the idea of honorable, which is, this is, so we see ourselves as honorable, moral, upstanding. So it's all about self-image. And if you see yourself as honorable and moral and upstanding, then there's no need to examine anything. You know, you're there. And reputation, I looked up that, and in the Latin, from the root that comes from, it has the idea of, it's the stories we tell ourselves. So it's the narratives that we play over and over in our minds about ourselves. And generally, you can think about that in terms of, it offers us, albeit very shaky, evidence that shore up the proprial self-image. So these sort of illusions we weave about ourselves. And then gain relates to the benefits that we acquire, particularly in the form of knowledges. In a religious context, obviously knowledges from the word, which are used to give a pseudo-spiritual sanctioning that justifies the self-delusion and the proprial self-image, and the idea that we can be saved without having to actually apply truths to life because we've got all this knowledge and it's enough.